This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A day after receiving a congressional subpoena, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has retained his own attorney. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Giuliani was key in the president's bid to stymie the special counsel's Russia probe and is now at the center of his efforts toward pushing Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. That prompted House Democrats to start the impeachment inquiry against the president. John Sale, who is an assistant special Watergate prosecutor, says Giuliani has hired him a day after Democrats subpoenaed Giuliani for documents in his dealings with Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting President Trump pushed Australia's prime minister to help discredit special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Times said during a recent telephone call, Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help U.S. Attorney General William Barr collect information for a Justice Department probe into Mueller's investigation. The Times also reported that the White House restricted access to the call's transcript to only a small group of officials. That's a move that's similar to the handling of Trump's July phone conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Iraqi government says at least one person was killed and 200 injured Tuesday in clashes between protesters and security forces. The demonstrators gathered in Baghdad's Tahrir Square to call for action on high unemployment and poor government services. Police fired into the air as some 3,000 demonstrators tried to cross a bridge leading to Baghdad's Green Zone, where government buildings and foreign embassies are located. A government statement said 40 security force members were among the injured. The Trump administration this week imposed sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency in Russia. This is VOA News. China.